Darcy Tucker will join us around 8:20. He was one of our next guest favorites, front and center, Coach's Corner, Ron McLean, Don Cherry. And, of course, they'll have a big one next Saturday as we get closer to April and the playoffs. Don Cherry joins us on Brady and Walker. Morning, Grapes.
Darcy Tucker, boy, I'll tell you, that was a guy, heart and soul guy. They could use a guy like him right now.
Well, but David Clarkson's supposed to be that guy, isn't he?
I like you guys. That's why I come on with you guys all the time. But don't you think, you know, Clarkson was the guy when everybody was vacationing in Florida and all those places that he stayed and worked out. Don't you think you're getting kind of cruel?
Oh, no. I mean, he'd tell you, he would tell you that he hopes they make the playoffs because then everybody starts with zero goals, zero. That's fair, right? He needs a reset somehow. It's not going well for him right now.
No, and I don't think you guys saying did Clarkson score last night helps him either. But
well, I don't know if it hurts his confidence.
I gotta say that to you. He's a good guy.
All right,
he's
all right.
A friend of mine, and I think it's beneath you guys to do that every time.
Oh,
that's all right.
No, but we're trying to build him up a little. Hey, listen. You know this. Nothing would make us happier than for him to put a hat trick in tomorrow night against the Blues, right?
Yeah, he's having a tough time. I tell you, he must be, you know, he's the type of guy that he's getting all that money, and he's trying too hard now. And, you know, I watch him, the games, he's afraid to get a penalty now. He's not acting like he usually acts. He's usually banging and smashing and the whole deal. Well, what happens was they're teetering right now, and he doesn't want to get a penalty. I see him turning away and everything because, you know, a couple of penalties and the game's over.
Well, you're right, Grapes. Confidence is a big issue, even with professionals. So what are we seeing from James Reimer right now? Is he completely without confidence? If you're Randy Carlyle, do you make a goaltending change now to Drew McIntyre?
Yeah, I think so. You have to go. You know, I'm probably the one guy in this whole city or around that knows what's going on. I remember with the Boston Bruins, we get out to a start. We were so far in first place, nobody was going to catch us. And we were doing the same thing as the Leafs. We were winning, and we weren't playing well. And Carlisle's the first guy to know it. And you get outshot one series there, four games, 160 shots, so, and you're winning games. But Carlisle knew that they weren't playing well, and that's what happened with me with the Bruins. I think we won 18 straight, but we should never have won them. Goaltender hung us out once in a while. The whole deal was it catches up to you. And I remember we went for about 3 weeks. We couldn't win a game. And it's funny. I remember we had a game one in Minnesota, and the guy was back-checking. When our guy was back-checking, we're all set. And he just turned to look over his left shoulder. Guy got the pass and put it in. And that's what's happening to the Leafs. Now, you mentioned getting that first goal. That is so important. You hear McLean and I, or I'm always talking about get that draw right off the bat. That's the big thing right off the bat. Work on it and get it in there and get going. But when you get scored on, you're the first guy, oh, here we go again. We got to work our way out. So you got to get that first goal. If I got one criticism of the Leafs, the way they play, I think the defense pinches too much in, and that's why you get those 2-1. As I used to say to the players, we got to batten the hatches down now. Our goaltenders are having a tough time. Batten the hatches. Wait a little bit. Don't press on it. And that's the only thing I think they got to do there. I mean, it's pretty easy to sit back. And I've been in that position, boy. And I tell you, boy, you wake up in the morning, you go to bed at night thinking about it. It's tough. I really feel sorry for them. That's why I don't really, you know, I don't rip them or anything like that because I have feeling for them.
Everybody loves Don Cherry joining us, Brady and Walker. Everybody loves Dave Bullen. So much to like about him. Tons to like about him. Do you think now the rest of the way, it's so tough, the injury he's coming back from, and he played only 9-10 minutes each of the last two games. Is anything you get from him a big bonus, just having him there as a bonus?
I told McLean, I said, his injury and the way he plays, if he was a sort of a semi-floater and that, but the way he plays, he's a banger and a smasher. And to come back from an injury like that, that's going to take him about 6 or 7 games. And I told McLean, I said, he's going to have a tough time playing the way he really plays, like he did last year for Chicago, coming back from an injury like that. So just having him there, though, having him on, it's going to be good. But 9 minutes, you know, it's pretty tough to do something in 9 minutes.
The schedule doesn't get easier for this team. You get St. Louis, and then it's the head-to-heads with Philly and Detroit, and you know those will be big, big games. When I imagine for Toronto, Donna, it feels like, you know, to them that they'll never win another game. How do you pull yourself out of a tailspin when you're so fragile?
Got to have a goalie steal a game for me. That's get a couple of fluky goals, but the goalie's got to steal a game from you like that. And the team I'd be worried about right now, luckily they only had 16 shots last night, is Detroit. They seem to be on a mission, and luckily the Wild beat them last night. How do you get out of it? You just, like I say, you just got to batten the hatches down, hope your goaltender comes up with a big game, but you can't get down on yourself. And Carlisle, you notice in the press conferences now, he's treating them pretty good. And he was a little mad last night. He says he's not going to talk about the goalies from you because of your reporters. But I can't think of anything else Carlisle could do. I mean, I'm a little the one thing I think he made a little mistake was on Reimer, so tough on him, and then everybody picked it up. But other than that, I don't know what else you can do. This is the goal. This is the defense you got. This is the forward you got. You just got. You can't be down on anybody. You got to be positive. They're still in the playoff hunt. They're not out of it. It's not like they're 5 points behind. You got to be positive. And as the Toronto Maple Leafs organization said, send in all your money for the playoff tickets.
Yeah, you know, shove it in the bank, make 2% interest, and then send it back to everybody in a few weeks.
You send in your money, and then and believe it or not, you have to send your money for next year too. And, I mean, it's really something. You have to go mortgage the house. But if you don't want the tickets, there's thousands waiting to get it.
Well, you can't – listen, you can't play Kessel, JVR, and Bozak anymore, can you? 25, 26 minutes a game. I mean, did you ever play a forward 26 minutes in a 60-minute game?
No, I can't remember that. I did defenseman, though, with Bobby Orr. I think he played about 40. But I got to say something about Kessel last night, boy. Yeah. I know a lot of people don't like Kessel, but he was putting that puck in last night. And he knew he was going to hit that post. He didn't care. He was going to go right. And if you watch him, and I know a lot of people don't like the way he bangs his stick in that, but I love a guy like that. And then the other night there, Hall got had to apologize, and all he did was throw the water bottle down. He didn't mean for the top to come off and hit Aikens with the water. But you know, Aikens behind something like that throws you off. You know what I mean? You know, I watched that game. That was unbelievable, game. 1-1, and I come on, and I really give it to Murray for fighting with the visors and that. I don't know whether I hope that didn't do it. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. It was like somebody turned the tap off on them, and the shots were pretty even, but there you are, a goaltender. I mean, that was the first time I've ever heard the Edmonton fans boo.
Dallas's hair always looks wet, so I didn't know
I wish he'd get a haircut. You know, wouldn't it be good if he'd come up with a brush cut one day? That hair hanging down between his eyes peeking out. Maybe I'm a little jealous.
No, go into the hairstyle. You go to the barber and you ask for the Barry Trotz.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah, or mine. But no, sure. I guess we're just jealous of his hair. But I mean, I wish he would get a shorten a little. Maybe it might help the team.
We heard you touch on it in Grapevine, and yeah, you said it. That Edmonton-Calgary game was just a runaway, and you have to feel for Oiler fans who, I mean, it's been a lot of years now, and they're starting to throw jerseys on the ice, and Ben Scrivens throws it back into the crowd. So it's going to get worse before it gets better there?
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, they weren't playing that bad up until then. I don't know what – I really don't know what happened at second, third period, but they were playing pretty good. But they're not – they're a soft team. And, you know, in this game, you talk about Calgary. I mean, I'm telling you something. You're not going to get a tougher team than Calgary. And that's, like I said, Saturday, the reason they're winning. You don't go in there and fool around with them. You run up the score, you know, McGrattan's coming, Westgarth is coming, and he's going to partly sort of shows no mercy. And I mean, they're a tough team to play. You go into Calgary, and that's exactly what I think I remember Jacques Laroque said to me one time, going into Edmonton, he says, you know, most teams like the playoffs. And I looked at Jones, doesn't that sound kind of funny to you? And nobody worries about going into Edmonton because you're not going to get hurt. Pick up a couple of points. They got to get some tough guys in there that, you know, that not tough fighting all the time, but their forwards, there's nobody that except Hendricks really grinds and bangs. And that's the problem. And it is sad to see a franchise like that rolling over each time, and their drafts, good draft talents, don't get me wrong, but they're soft. You know what I'm talking about? They got to get some bangers in there. Like that McKinnon boy, he'd be good. Imagine they picked up a guy like that. That's the kind of rookies they got to have, some gutsy guys like him.
Well, wait till Brian Burke trades for Colton Orr in the offseason. Right?
Yeah. Well, they be nice. They have the three of them. Nobody would go into the building.
Nobody.
But I mean, he's right. I mean, I just hope they sign the two of them, and they're not afraid. I mean, he's not afraid to hardly put some on there, and they play. That's the big thing. They don't sit. They play. So Calgary's going in the right direction. A few more players picked up, and they got that Monahan and a few other guys. They're going to, I hope they, I don't think they'll sign Camilleri, though. He's not going to stay there. But guys like that, boy, that's a team that's starting out. Who would ever thought at the start of the year that you'd say you like Calgary over Edmonton at the start of the year?
Thanks for this, Grapes. We appreciate it. We'll take it easy on Clarkson.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, I mean, he really, honest to God, guys, he couldn't get a night. He's the nicest guy in the world. He feels terrible about this thing. And again, if you could take it easy, I'd appreciate it, okay?
I was telling everybody that about Grabowski last year. Take it easy on Grabowski. Nobody would listen.
What
are
you talking about?
Thanks, Don.
Don't compare him to Clarkson, all right?
They're not comparable. I agree. Thanks, Don.
See you, Lou. Bye.